愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
我们这个礼拜约伯记的读经就即将要结束。
We are about to conclude the reading of Job this week。
那我们再从整本约伯记来看义人受苦这件事情。
So we'd like to look at the book of Job and study the topic, suffering of the righteous。
那我们就以约伯本身为例子来思想这个题目。
So we'll use Job as the central character for the topic of study tonight.
我们先来看约伯记的第一章。
Turn to Job chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章。
Job chapter 1.
第一章里面在记载约伯的属世条件，第二节跟第三节。
In verse 2 and 3, it describes the worldly assets that Job possessed.
这是人最看重的。
These are the criteria that people care most about.
也是人在判断一个人价值的常常是从这一方面来看。
It's also a standard judgment by which people judge the people of the world.
但是神在看约伯不是这样看。
However, this is not how God valued Job.
我们看约伯记的第一章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8. Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?
这里神对魔鬼说，
The Lord said to Satan,
我的仆人约伯，地上没有人像他这样完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
My servant Job, that there is none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and shuns evil.
这是神看一个人价值的地方。
This is how God values a person.
敬畏神，远离恶事。
To fear God and shun evil.
而且完全正直。
And to be completely upright and blameless.
那到底约伯称作义人到底他好在哪里？
Job was considered a righteous person. What exactly was he righteous in?
那他完全正直又正直在哪里？
How is he righteous?
我们如果从二十九章约伯记二十九章来看约伯在描写他自己。
If we read from Job chapter 29 and his self-proclamation.
我们看二十九章。
Job 29.
第七节跟第八节。
Verse 7 and 8. When I went out to the gate by the city, when I took my seat in the open square, the young man saw me and hid. And the age arose and stood.
第九节。
9. The princes refrained from talking and put their hand on their mouth.
第十节。
10. The voice of nobles was hushed and their tongue stuck to the roof of their mouth.
这里约伯回想他健康的时候，他到城门，少年人就回避。
When Job reminisced while he was still healthy, he went to the gate and people hid away from him.
那老年人起身就是对他相当的尊敬。
And the aged arose and stood in respect to him.
连王子都停止说话。
Even the princes refrained from talking.
那首领静默无声。
And their voices were hushed.
所以约伯在当时的社会是相当被尊重的一个人。
We can see that Job was considerably very highly respectable in those days.
那为什么人会尊重他？
Why did people pay such a high regard for him?
如果我们看刚刚读第一章，因为神尊重他。
Why is it that people respect him so much? It's because God respects Job first.
因为他有很好的行为。
For he had very good righteous deeds.
我们看十二节。
Let's read verse 12. Because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless and the one who had no helper.
十三节。
13. The blessing of a perishing man came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. 14. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was just like a robe and a turban. 15. I was eyes to the blind, and I was feet to the lame. 16. I was father to the poor, and I searched out the case that I did not know. 17. I broke the fangs of the wicked, and plucked the victim from his teeth.
这几节圣经节我们就发现约伯他活着不只是为他自己活。
From these few verses, we realize that Job did not live just for himself alone.
他又公义又慈爱。
He was not only righteous, but he was merciful.
他 他用神给他所有的来帮助别人。
He utilized everything that God had gave him in order to help others.
他也用他的公义来为那个受不公平对待的人来拯救他们。
He also used his sense of justice and righteousness in order to rescue the victims from the oppressed.
所以约伯被人尊重确实是有原因的。
And there is a very valid reason why Job was so highly respected.
所以他是寡妇的心里欢喜。
He caused the heart of the widows to leap in joy.
寡妇一般是没有地位，而且生活没有着落。
Ordinarily, widows have no one to turn to and have no means of livelihood.
那约伯让他欢喜，应该是给他很多的帮助。
And Job was able to cause the heart of the widows to sing for joy, probably because he lended much assistance.
那十五节，他是瞎子的眼，瘸子的脚。
15, I was eyes to the blind and I was feet to the lame.
瞎子跟瘸子生活都不很方便。
The lives of the blind and the lame are not very convenient at all.
所以约伯给他们很多帮助，因此叫做瞎子的眼。
And Job gave them so much help that he was considered an eyes to the blind.
那他给瘸子给他帮助，变成瘸子的脚。
He helped the lame so much that he became their feet.
16节。
16.
他是穷人的父亲。
I was the father to the poor.
所以很多穷人约伯都帮助他。
So Job helped out a lot of the poor people.
那甚至不认识神的不认识他的他也替他查明案件。16节。
And 16, he also searched out the case that he did not know about the strangers to him.
他非常的公义。
You can see his sense of righteousness.
来帮助弱者。
And he was willing to help the weak.
因此这个约伯本身确实是一个义人。
And we can see from all these deeds that Job was indeed a righteous person.
那我们再看31章。
Let's turn to chapter 31.
第一节。
Verse 1. I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman?
所以这里约伯说他与眼睛立约不沾恋处女。
Job made a covenant with his eyes to avoid looking upon a young woman.
我们知道大卫看到一个妇女在沐浴，这个就成为他犯罪的开始。
We see that when David saw for himself a beautiful woman taking a bath, that marked the beginning of his downfall.
那约伯最富有又是大家很尊重的一个人，在他心里面的最深处，他的道德标准非常高。
And even though Job was so wealthy and so highly respected, but deep within his heart, he had a very high standard for himself.
所以他连处女他都不恋恋去瞻望他们。
And he would not even lust after a young virgin.
这实在是不简单了。
This is truly no easy task.
那我们再读下去算是一章描写很多约伯的好行为。
Chapter 31 describes many of the good deeds of Job.
从16节。
From verse 16 and on. If I have kept the poor from their desire, or caused the eyes of the widow to fail,
17节。
Or eaten my morsel by myself so that the fatherless could not eat of it.
19节。
19, if I have seen anyone perish for lack of clothing, or any poor man without covering.
这个一直读下去就是约伯真的用实际的行动来帮助贫穷人。
We read from all these descriptions that Job used concrete actions in order to help out the poor and needy.
他没有从来没有叫一个寡妇失望。
He had never disappointed a widow.
总是做能力得到的尽量帮助他们。
And he would, to the best of his ability, help out the needy.
那十八节。
Verse 18.
他对孤儿照顾好像是父亲一样。
That he fathered the orphan, just like he was their own father.
所以有时候我们在看这个约伯的这个行为跟生活真的是让我们很值得羡慕。
And we see, we really show, we have a deep sense of appreciation for Job's life and his standards.
他真的是尽心尽力的爱人。
For he loved people with all his heart.
然后19节开始。
Verse 19,
他如果看到人没有衣服穿穷人无身遮盖那他就给他衣服给他羊毛给他暖和。
Job would give the people clothing for those who were without clothing, and people who were for lack of clothing.
Oh. 那从二十四节开始。
Beginning from verse 24.
这个二十四节在开始就是在约伯的最深处哦，他跟神的关系是怎么样。
This describes the most intimate part of his relationship with God.
好，我们看二十四节。
Let's read verse 24.
一直到二十五节。
If I have made gold my hope, or set to find gold, you are my confidence. If I have rejoiced because my wealth was great, and because my hand had gained much.
二十六节。
26. If I have observed the sun when it shines, or the moon moving in brightness.
我们一般人如果富裕了之后，我们的盼望都是在我们的钱。
Generally speaking, people place their confidence in their wealth.
是它也变成我们的依靠。
And they turn the wealth into their reliance.
是我们不怕很多，因为心里的最深处我有钱。
And a lot of people are confident and not afraid of anything because deep within his heart, he's totally reliant upon riches.
而且我们常常人的喜乐都是在数算自己赚了多少钱。
And quite often people rejoice by the mere fact of how much possession they have.
这个证明自己的能力，这也证明自己的价值。
For this is a proof of one's ability as well as self-worth.
但是约伯很敬畏神。
But because Job was so respectful of God.
虽然第一章里面讲他和其实他很富有。
In chapter 1, even though it described that Job was so wealthy,
但是在他心里面的最深处，他从来没有依靠他的外在的富足。
In the bottommost portion of his heart, he had never relied upon his riches.
他心里的最深处，他也没有因为他多得这些外在的财产而觉得很高兴。
And in the depth of his heart, he did not become overjoyed just because of his material blessings.
那他的高兴在哪里？
Where does his joy lie?
当然就在乎神了。
His joy lies in God himself.
所以我们在看他最富足的时候，他在心里的最深处跟神是何等的亲密。
You see, when Job was at the height of his wealth and possession, his heart was so intimately entwined with God.
好，那我们现在看二十九节，神怎么对待他。
And let's look at verse 29, how God reciprocated.
29章第4节
Chapter 29, verse 4. Just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent. 5, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were around me.
Okay. 在这里第四节说他壮年的时候神待他有密友之情。
Verse 4 says that when Job was in the days of his prime, he had God's friendly counsel.
就是说神跟他好像是一个好朋友。
And that means God was like a very good friend to him.
他可以感受到神跟他很亲近。
And he could sense that intimacy with God.
所以在29章、30章里面，我们可以看到约伯他自己在描写他的义，他的好的行为。
Job chapter 29 and chapter 30 describes Job's deeds of righteousness and good conduct.
这样的在现在社会也很难找到。
And this is something that's very seldom to come across even in today's society.
甚至我们信主耶稣，这个也是一个很高的目标，我们需要去努力的。
And even those of us who have believed in the Lord, this is considered as a very high standard for us to strive after.
所以在人当中相比约伯确实一个义人。
When we compare against other people, Job is considered a righteous person.
那义人受苦。
When the righteous suffers,
我们上一次有提过。
We mentioned previously.
主要的原因呢。
The main reason
就是魔鬼神要向魔鬼证明约伯的信仰是很纯正的。
Was that God wanted to prove to Satan that Job's faith is a very pure and correct one.
所以很纯正就是不是因为功利。
Very pure and innocent means that it had nothing to do with his personal gains.
就是你给他他就拜你，你把他拿回来他把你丢掉。
Which means
这个就是功利。
If someone who is very concerned about self-interest, then if you give him something, then he will treat you nicely. But if you don't give him anything, then he will just treat you like dirt.
因为这是魔鬼在控告神面前控告约伯。然后说你拜他拜你当然有原因了，因为你给他嘛，你篱笆把他围住。
For this is the accusation Satan lobbed against Job, telling God that because you protect him, because you gave him so much, that's why he loves you.
所以当神把篱笆拿掉。
So when God took away the fence around Job,
魔鬼来攻击约伯
and Satan began to attack Job,
你就发现他 儿女都死了
all his children died,
牛羊都死了
all his livestock were taken away,
健康也没有了
and he lost his health.
但是约伯信仰的纯正没有改变
But we see the purity of Job's faith never wavered.
神在约伯的身上得到荣耀
andGod was glorified because of Job.
世界上竟然有一个人拜神拜到这样还在拜。
How is it possible that a person would still worship God even after going through so much suffering?
所以约伯敬拜神主要是他觉得神是可拜的。
The main reason why Job worshiped God was because God is worthy of his worship.
神的名是可敬畏的。
God's name is held in reverence.
不是因为他从神得到什么。
It's not because he had gained so much from God.
那我们在约伯记里面看到约伯的生活在两个极端。
We see that through the book of Job, Job lived in two extremes of his life.
一个就是我们刚刚提到他生活很富裕的时候。
One is when his life was at the peak of his prime.
他不只是行善。
He was not only performing good deeds.
他不敢犯罪。
He dared not to commit any sins.
他的心不敢离开神。
His heart dared not to step away from God.
他的心不敢在神面前有想错的事情。
His heart dared not commit any kind of wickedness before God.
这是不简单的。
This is truly no easy task.
因为一个人顺利常常就是放纵的开始。
Because when everything is smooth sailing often marks the beginning of one's downfall.
连《生命记》里面神都提到以色列百姓说，他们到了迦南地以后，开始房子盖好了，住得好了，牛羊也增加了，他们就要心高气傲，就要离开神。
Even in the book of Deuteronomy, God prophesies that once the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan and they enjoy their good life.They will forget about God.
那约伯神给他这么多，竟然能够这么谦卑，跟神的关系这么好，不简单。
When we look at Job, even though he was so materially blessed, yet he remained very intimately close with God, and this is very impressive.
那在第一章、第二章，约伯的环境就摆到另外一个极端。
Starting from Job chapter 1 and 2, we see that his life.Swings to the other extreme,
就什么都没有
which is he had nothing,
全身生疮
and he had boils all over his body.
在这个最痛苦的情况下
amidst such the deepest agony,
我们看第一章的最后一节，他怎么回应
？Let's read Job chapter 1 verse 22, how he responds. In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong.
英文说 charge God with wrong 就是不妄论神了，就因为自己受苦就把神讲作负面的，把神讲作不好的。
Which means that he did not describe God as did not blame God or describe God as something who should not be respected.
圣经说一切美善的、全备的都是从神来的。
For the Bible tells us that everything good and wonderful comes from God.
他是众光之父。
For he is the father of all light.
在他没有黑暗。
In him there is no darkness.
所以在神里面没有不义，在神里面没有不对。
Therefore, in God there is no unrighteousness or wrongs.
所以他在最痛苦的时候，他对神的赞美还是一样。
And in the midst of Job's deepest agony, his praise for God remains unwavering.
所以一个人是不是好人第一个要顺境考验看看，第二个要把它摆到逆境，来看他怎么回应。
So in order to test whether a person truly is praiseworthy, then you put him in good times, and then put him in the opposite extreme, the poor times.
我们一般人都很难通过这两个极端的考验。
Most people are not able to pass through the test of these two extremes.
但是约伯竟然在这两个极端里面还是一个义人。
But we see that Job remains a righteous man amidst the two opposite extremes.
好，那约伯在最痛苦的时候，他怎么去想到他的苦难呢？
So while Job was in his deepest agony, what did he do? How did he reflect on the sufferings?
好，我们看第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth.
这个地方说他咒诅自己的生日。
He cursed the day of his birth.
他没有咒诅神，他没有咒诅别人。
He didn't curse God, he didn't curse others.
他只是说啊，我不要生在这个地上倒好。
He just lamented, wouldn't it be much better if I wasn't born in this world?
这个是他对自己苦难在心中的一个想法。
And this is his self-reflection, as he pondered over his suffering.
而且在最痛苦的时候。
And during his most agonizing moments,
约伯觉得死比活着还好。
And Job felt it was better to die than to live.
当然活着很好。
Of course, it's good to live.
但是人在最痛苦的时候，常常觉得说死就是一种解脱。
When we are going through so much suffering, the dying might feel as though that's the best way, best solution out.
这是约伯在当时心里的想法啊。那如果这么痛苦，死也是不错。
And this is what was going through Job's mind. If suffering is so mighty, then might as well die.
好，但是在约伯最痛苦的时候，我们可以看到他另外很正面的心态。
See in his most afflicted moments that he also had a very positive thought.
这是没有敬拜神很难有的。
And this is a mindset that it's very hard to come by if we don't believe in God.
我们看十九章二十六节。
Turn to chapter 19, verse 26.
十九章的二十六节。
19, verse 26. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God.
我们再看二十五节。
Verse 25, for I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth.
好，再看二十七节。
27, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, how my heart yearns within me.
这里约伯在最痛苦的时候，他说，我这个皮肉灭绝以后，我必在肉体之外得见神。
In his most afflicted moment, he says that,After my skin is destroyed, I know that I will see God in my flesh.
所以他失去健康的时候，他了解这个身体随时都可能结束。
When he lost his health, he realized that his life was about to end anytime.
但是他带有一个很清楚的盼望。
But he had a very live hope.
我在肉体之外要得见神。
That I shall see God beyond my flesh.
那我们就想，这个就是人生最后的追求。
And we can consider this to be the ultimate pursuit in our life.
肉体之外得见神。
That we are able to see God beyond our flesh.
所以我们在安慰一个人患难中。
When we comfort someone who is going through afflictions.
最后一个安慰。
The last greatest encouragement for him.
即使神没有医治我们。
Even if God doesn't heal us.
我们要在肉体之外得见神。
We shall see God beyond our flesh.
即使我们没有办法继续住在这个世界。
Even if we cannot continue our lives in this world.
我们要住在美好的天国与神同在。
We will live in the wonderful heaven and be together with God.
这是一个非常实在、有力量、有盼望的安慰。
This is a very concrete and very powerful and hopeful consolation.
所以如果一个人没有信仰，
So if a person is without faith,
在最痛苦面临死亡的时候，真的是没有办法安慰。你要怎么安慰
？In the most extreme and dire moment, there is no way you can lend any kind of consolation.
所以我们在最痛苦的时候，好像进到黑洞里面，前面一片黑暗。
In our deepest agony, we may feel as though we are plunged into a deep hole.
好像那个隧道一进去看不到。
Into a dark tunnel as without any end.
但是肉体之外得见神，就是你看到一点亮光。
But to be able to see God beyond our flesh means that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
那一点亮光就是希望的开始。
And that light will mark the beginning of our hope.
黑暗结束之后，就看到光。
Because after the darkness is over, we can see light.
那个光就是神。
And the light is God Himself.
这是我们信主的盼望。
This is the hope of believing in God.
也是约伯给我们的盼望。
This is also the hope of Job.
甚至保罗在监牢里面。
Even while Paul was incarcerated in prison.
他也说，如果让我选，现在就离世。
Paul says that if he was to make a decision then, he would rather leave his life.
因为我可以跟神同在，这是好的无比的。
Because it's so wonderful if he can abide with God right there and then.
那他的感受就跟约伯记约伯里面讲的一样。
And his sentiment parallels that of the Job's.
所以约伯在受苦的时候，他不是绝望。
When Job was in his greatest agony, he was not in desperation.
只是因为肉体太痛苦，他觉得死反而比较好。
It was just that he was suffering so much in his flesh, he felt would have been a relief to die.
但是他是有盼望，他肉体之外得见神。
But he had hope, for he was convinced that he will see God after flesh.
好，那对受苦本身呢？约伯怎么去解释呢
？So how did Job interpret the fact that he was suffering?
我们看23章第十节。
Let's turn to chapter 23, verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold.
这里啊，他说，他试炼我之后，我必如精金。
When after God has tested me, I shall come forth as gold.
当然，约伯三个朋友啊，一直要叫他悔改。
Of course, the three friends of Job continue to pester him, telling him to repent.
但是他一直不能接受，我今天受苦是因为我的罪。
But he simply cannot accept the argument that he was going through suffering because he had sinned.
但是在他的心里的深处，他知道这个苦难之后，他的灵性会往上提升。
But he realized in the depth of his suffering that after this is all over, his spirituality will be elevated to a higher plateau.
是，我必如精金。
He shall come forth as gold.
这个精金就是在神面前的价值。
This gold is the value before God.
他对神的信心更加往上提升。
And his faith toward God is elevated to a higher level.
所以启示录里面在描写。
In Revelation it describes.
所以有在世界上的人觉得已经富足，已经发财，一样都不缺。
There are people in this world who consider themselves to be so wealthy that they don't lack for anything.
这是肉眼看的。
This is from a fleshly perspective.
其实从属灵上来看，
But in a spiritual perspective,
是瞎眼、贫穷、可怜、赤身肉体。
He was blind, poor, naked, and to be pitied.
那约伯在肉体上什么都没有了。
And Job, physically speaking, had nothing to call for his own.
但是他知道他里面那个灵性已经往上提升，变成精金了。
But he understood that within him, his faith has been elevated to like a fine gold.
这个就是人的价值，这个就是神在看人的地方。
This is the intrinsic value of a person in which God values.
所以约伯他知道这个苦难虽然不好受，但是他知道这个苦难带给人的价值。
Job understood that even though this suffering has leaving a bitter taste in his mouth, but still the suffering is good for him ultimately.
那我们就要再来想约伯的三个朋友。
Now let's consider the three friends of Job.
约伯的三个朋友来见他，为什么
？These three friends of Job came to see him. Why?
我们看第二章。
Let's read chapter two.
第二章的十一节。
Verse 11. Chapter two, verse 11.
到十三节。
2:13. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this adversity that had come upon him, each one came from his own place. Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathites, for they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lifted their voices and wept, and each one tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great.
这三个朋友来，主要是要为他悲伤，要安慰他。
These three friends of Job came with a purpose of to console him in his misery.
所以本来也是出于爱心啊，要来安慰他嘛，要跟他一起悲伤，哭了三天三夜。
You see, their original intent was out of love and compassion.
七天七夜。
And they even mourned with him 7 days and 7 nights.
但是当他开始跟约伯在谈论。
But once they started debating with Job,
让约伯在痛苦当中更痛苦。
They rubbed salt into his wounds and made it even worse.
我们看13章，约伯记的13章。
Job
13章的第四节。
Verse 4, chapter 13, verse 4. But you forgers of lies, you are all worthless physicians.
第五节。
By all that you would be silent, and it would be for your wisdom.
这个地方说你们是无用的医生啊。
You are all worthless physicians.
医生本来是要医病的。
Physician's job is to heal someone.
现在约伯这么痛苦，就是他心里啊需要医生来医他的这个心灵上的痛苦。
And Job was going through such agony within his heart. He required a physician to console him.
但是他讲的话不但没有让他得到安慰，使他更痛苦。
But these words from his friends did not comfort him in any way, but rather made it worse.
所以这个叫无用的医生啊。
That's why he remarked that they were worthless physicians.
所以第五节说，唯愿你们全然不作声，这就是你们的智慧。
Verse 5, all that you would be silent and it would be your wisdom.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why did he say so?
因为如果我们从第三章看到，约伯的朋友其实神学知识很丰富。
If we read from chapter 3 and 4, we realize that Job's three friends are very, very well educated in the knowledge of God.
他在讲神，神是这样，神是这样，神是这样，其实都讲得很对。
Everything that they have laid out, all the reasonings are correct about God.
所以知识很丰富。
So they were very well endowed in the knowledge of God.
但是
However,
约伯怎么受苦，他没有办法了解。
They could not understand or sympathize with Job's sufferings.
所以他用很多的神学知识要套在约伯受苦上面，就对约伯来讲，使他更痛苦。
So they try to use a lot of theological arguments to place upon Job, and which made matters even worse and more suffering for Job.
所以约伯后来在讲啊，如果有一天你跟我一样，我 要跟你这样讲也很简单啊， 你就是因为罪吧，你要悔改。
And Job rebuttal by saying that if one day you were in my shoes, then it would be very easy for me to say because you have sinned, that's why you're suffering.
所以我们要安慰一个受苦的人真的是不简单。
So it's not easy to console someone who is going through suffering.
如果我们不了解他为什么神让他受苦。
If we fail to understand why God's purpose for him to go through suffering,
那我们把它讲成他是因为罪而受苦。
And we made it sound as if he's suffering because of sin.
这是得罪神了。
This is something that's offensive to God.
为什么？因为约伯记到要结束的时候，神怎么讲？
Why is this? Because toward the end of Job, how did God remark?
神叫他们都要悔改啊。
God told all his three friends to repent.
我们看四十二章。
Let's read chapter 42.
第七节。
Verse 7. And so it was, after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is roused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.
所以神对这个约伯三个朋友说：“你们要向他们怒气发作。”
Lord said to the three friends of Job that my wrath is roused against you and your two friends.
然后叫他们要献祭，要请约伯为他们代祷。
And now take for yourself seven bulls and make sacrifices and ask for my servant Job to pray for you.
所以第八节啊，神就说：“我就不按你们的愚昧来办你们。”
And then I will no longer deal with you according to your folly or foolishness.
所以这样看起来，我们人在论神，如果论错了，这个是很严重的事情。
So from this we understand that if we were to speak of God in a wrong manner, it becomes a great offense to God.
所以约伯的三个朋友，他有知识，但是他却没有这个智慧。
His three friends of Job may have the great theological knowledges, but they had no wisdom.
所以他们的安慰到最后变成在妄论神。
And their comfort and consolation turned out to be a blasphemy against God.
所以圣经说，我们求神要给我们有受教的心，让我们能够去安慰别人。
The Bible tells us that we pray to God to give us a heart of understanding so we can know how to comfort others.
哦，我们在神面前要从神来接受神的教导，让我们有智慧，懂得怎么来安慰别人。
So that we have a heart of receiving learning from others, and that we know how to encourage and comfort others.
那有时候啊，是特别是在我们教会里面，一个很好的安慰就是跟他一起祷告。
And in our church, a very good way to comfort other people is to pray together with that person.
因为圣灵叫做保惠师。
Because the Holy Spirit is a counselor.
啊，有时候英文又翻作 comforter 啊。
And also known as the comforter.
所以一个人如果祷告到被圣灵充满的时候，他所有的苦闷、痛苦啊，那个压力全部都没有。
So when a person prays and prays until finally all the pressure and the agony will be released.
所以有时候我们看到礼拜六啊，有一些信徒来教会要对其他人帮助，从头一直讲，从吃饭一直讲到下午聚会。
So sometimes we come to church and we see that some people are trying to lend assistance to the person who's down and out, and just keep talking from the morning until the afternoon.
这个很好，但是不够好。
This may be good, but it's not good enough.
因为我们谈论一段时间之后，就要带这个人来会堂祷告。
Because after a period of discussion, you should bring that person to pray.
只有神的灵充满他，他的忧愁才会解消。
Only with the fullness of the Holy Spirit can the depression and all this despair be taken away.
只有神的灵充满他，他才有能力从他的苦难当中走出来。
Only with the fullness of God's Holy Spirit can that person walk away from darkness and depression.
整个吃饭一个小时都在谈这个好，但是不够好。
So if you merely rely on human words of encouragement, it may be good, but not good enough.
因为我们教会有宝贵的圣灵。
Because our church possesses this precious Holy Spirit,
这是安慰的灵。
Which is the comforting spirit.
那最后我们看约伯的结论。一人受苦的结论。
Now let's look at Job's conclusion on the suffering of the righteous.
我们看42章。
Read chapter 42.
第五节。
Verse 5. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
这里说从前风闻有神，现在亲眼看到你。
Job says that before I have heard of you, but now I have seen you.
从前的信仰是理论的。
Previously, his faith was just based on theory.
这个叫风闻有神。
This means to hear of God.
那亲眼见到你，现在的信仰变成有体验了。
But now my eye sees you. That means he has a very, very practical and a concrete faith in God.
那这个约伯跟他的朋友在辩论，到最后是怎么结束的
？So all this debating with Job's three friends, how were the discussions ended?
到最后是神开始说话，就结束了。
It was concluded with God's speaking.
所以38章开始，神开始讲话。
In chapter 38, God begins to speak.
那神讲什么
？What did God say?
神就问很多问题啊。
God raised a lot of questions.
我创造万物的时候，你在哪里
？When I created the universe, where were you?
那我创造这些走兽是谁养它的
？When I created all these animals, and who are keeping them fed?
我就是问很多神创造的问题。
So God raised a lot of questions of creation.
约伯一句话也答不出来。
And Job could not answer to any of the questions.
因为这些问题太深了，人答不出来。
For these are all very deep questions that human beings cannot answer.
所以到最后结论，神有没有告诉约伯你为什么受苦呢
？So finally, did God tell Job why he was going through his sufferings?
没有。
No.
约伯为什么受苦，神没有告诉约伯。
And God never revealed to Job why he went through his sufferings.
但是到最后，他已经亲眼见到神，他对神体验已经很深了啊，知道不知道也没关系的。
But in the end, Job had experienced God on such a practical terms that it didn't matter whether he knew why he was going through the sufferings.
神是好的，神一定是对的。
For God is good, and whatever he does must be right.
那至于为什么我会受苦，以后到天国再知道也没关系吧。
And As for why I'm going through the sufferings, I can wait until I go to heaven to find out.
那到最后42章，我们看约伯的结果是正面的。
And we see in chapter 42 that Job reaped a very positive conclusion to his life.
神给他的祝福都是加倍的。
For God doubled all of his blessings.
所以神给人的意念不是降灾祸，是平安的。
And God does not intend to send disaster upon us, but to give us peace.
对一个相信神的人来讲,
to a person who believes in God,
苦难是有盼望的。
Suffering is one with hope.
苦难是有意义的。
And there is meaning behind the sufferings.
苦难的最后是祝福。
And the ultimate end of suffering is blessing.
唱,
and sing him.
397.
397. Be seated.
我们四月份要有联恩布道会。
There is a spiritual convocation in April.
每一次祷告都为这件事情来代祷。
Let's pray for this holy event each time we pray.
求主带领祝福。
Ask the Lord's guidance and to bless it.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.